If you're just starting out in real estate investing, there's a really simple way to quickly filter through real estate deals so you're staying focused on the deals that will help you hit your goals in the most risk-adjusted ways possible. And you're going to do that by bunching real estate investments into really two categories. Now, those categories are determined by where the bulk of your return comes from in those deals. So those two categories are cash flow and equity growth. So when most people think of real estate investing, they think about the cash flow aspect of it, meaning the rents come in at the first of the month, they pay down the expenses for the month, and then what's left over is your return. So while we do expect a certain level of cash flow from every deal we do, for most investors, this actually makes up a very small percentage of the actual return a deal should give you. In addition to your cash flow, you should have a certain level of equity, meaning that as the property increases in value, either naturally or through renovations, your ownership or equity in that property increases in value as well. And you see bigger returns when you sell or refinance the property and get that equity back. So cash flow deals will pay you a higher cash flow distribution, but your overall return will be projected to be much lower than an equity growth deal. A larger equity growth deal should see significantly higher return projections than a cash flow heavier deal, but it also brings with it more risk. The more return a deal gives you in the form of cash flow, the less risky investors will tend to see that deal. So I'll give you two examples. We just closed on an apartment deal that is more equity heavy, and we're also managing a debt fund that is very cash flow focused. On the apartment deal, we're projecting 20% average annual returns over a 5-year period. Now, the strategy with this property is we're buying a dated apartment, we're renovating units, increasing the rents, and then selling it for a large profit. We're projecting anywhere from 3 to 7% cash flow annually while we hold the property. That's the return that's coming in every month and getting paid through monthly distributions through rental income. But on the 5th year, we're projecting to sell that property and get this massive gain and a massive return to the investors. And once you factor that in, it'll level out to about 20% on the average per year. So opposite of that strategy, we have our debt fund, which is the highest cash flow opportunities right now on a risk-adjusted basis. You really cannot beat a debt fund if you're looking for cash flow. So that debt fund projects to pay anywhere from 8 to 10% per year, but all of that is coming in the form of monthly payments. There's no sale on the back end that you're waiting for to realize all that return. You're getting paid every single month, and on the year, we're going to see between 8 and 10% of that. So that's exclusively through cash flow. So some investors may like that format better because it presents less risk than an equity deal, or because they're living off their passive cash flow and they care more about consistent income coming in rather than a larger return somewhere down the road. You can also see returns come in a lot quicker in these cash flow heavier deals because you're not waiting for renovations or a sale on the back end to see a bulk of your returns. So one of the things that I tell prospective investors is you need to be able to answer the question of which deals do you want to focus on, because what you focus on will drastically reshape your portfolio. Are you looking for more cash flow? Are you looking for more equity growth? Are you looking for something in the middle? Something in the middle would be something like our apartment buildings where we do have cash flow, but a bulk of the return is going to come at sale. Something that is more heavy on equity growth, going to be something like a new development where you could see closer to 30%+ returns there, but you get absolutely no cash flow and they do present the riskiest of the options. And then the cash flow deals, hard money funds right now are doing really, really well. Those are very good cash flow heavy deals with no equity gain on the back end. So you have some options to choose from. Now for us, we look for some type of balance usually. I want some cash flow coming in while also having the ability to force appreciation and have larger exits on the back end. But some investors like you, you may want to lean more one way or the other. So if you're interested in checking out the deals we're investing in this year, make sure you check out our show notes and book a call with us. Make your way onto our investor list because that's the only way to guarantee that you'll get 100% of the deals we do this year. We hope to talk soon.